right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novo.
The Novo.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, guys, welcome to Friday. How are we today?
Really good.
You good?
Yeah, great.
Very good. Hamish, good morning.
Oh, good morning, guys.
Hello. Producer Jackson, welcome back.
Good morning.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Guys, I just got a taxi to work. Mm. And do you know what? I don't know what our show's become.
Why? What happened?
You know, he's driving along and he goes, oh, you're from UFM. I go, yeah. He goes, oh, the Novos. I'm like, yeah. He goes, I listen to you all the time. He goes, yesterday you were talking about boobies. Family values.
You mean a mature discussion about bras?
Wow.
I love how the bra chat was perceived, though.
I know. Hey, it is what it is.
Oh, good. Well, thanks, mate, for listening.
Yeah, thank you. He said he's listening now after 6, so shout out to him.
Absolutely.
Hey. Yeah, guys, how were you last night, Jade? We hung out yesterday. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we did. What's that reaction
Crevo,
for?
The first thing Crevo said to me when I walked through the door, how long were you kidnapped for yesterday? I go, a good couple of hours, actually.
So I knew that was happening. Jay was like, you're mine.
So we ended up going to Waratah Village, having lunch, and then we had to go to Alice's in Wonderland to return the costumes from last week. Mm-hmm. Very naughty. And then we ended up at the Pet Barn for half an hour looking at dog shampoos, which she didn't buy.
Yeah, because I worked out I was at the wrong store.
It's Glasses Gate all over again.
And then I ended up, I said to Maddie, oh, we'll need to go to the other store.
I'm out.
And then I was like, do you want to go home or do you want to come with me?
Well, the other shop was in Broadmeadow and we were in the city. I was like, well, wouldn't it make sense to drop me off home?
Yeah, please. Yeah. Two more hours of shampoos, no.
Oh, but God, those shampoos were worth the journey, though. My dogs smell delicious, like a tropical fruit bowl. That's what they are right now.
They smell
kiwi
delicious.
Fruit, coconut.
If Jade has one this dog next week, you know what happened. Smelled too delicious, you ate it.
And I ate it. Oh, guys. But you know what? There's a terrible story out. Some falling ice over in Vermont. Very wintry over there at the moment, in the States. Mm. And this poor woman has been killed by some falling ice just after she discusses mortality.
Oh.
I know.
Timing seems off.
That's a bit awkward.
Just a bit. Yeah, so we'll have a chat about that in a sec.
Okay, it's 6 past 6 with the Novos for your Friday. Tops of 26 at the lake today, 31 inland, 29 on the coast. Good morning. Matchbox 20, 3 a.m. live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. And I can't believe it.
Guys, a couple who've been married for nearly 50 years... Imagine this, had just enjoyed a cocktail on their deck while they talked about their inevitable deaths. You know, they're 73 in their 70s.
And I love how grandparents talk about their mortality. My grandparents do it all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's very depressing.
Well, it's a thing. Because, like, you talk about how long you got left because you don't know. It's actually a blessing once you hit your 70s, really.
You talk about it so openly as well. Mm. My grandma's like, don't get me a funeral. Don't buy me a coffin. Just burn me. Okay. Man, thanks.
Thanks, Nan.
Well, this poor couple, they were walking back inside their Vermont home over in the States where it's full on winter there at the moment. So, you know, it's snowing. It's beautiful. It's picturesque. And then as Linda was walking inside with her husband, a piece of ice fell off the roof and fatally struck her in the back of the head. According to Joanne, her daughter who was there at the time, she said she fell face first into the snow and paramedics worked on her to revive her for at least an hour until they eventually determined that even if she did wake up, she would not have any cognitive function.
Wow.
So... just after talking about
story.
Their lives and their deaths. What a timing, right?
Well, it's one of those things where you think if they hadn't have talked about it...
it mightn't have happened.
That's right.
Well, you're all about the law of attraction, Jade, so maybe that had something to do with it.
Well, that's the thing. It probably did have...
things are all about timing. So literally if they didn't have that chat, maybe she would have left 5 minutes earlier or something.
And missed the ice. Do you know what I mean? Like, I find this sort of stuff fascinating because I just think, what are the odds you know, you're talking about your life. You're thinking, honey, we're 73. You know, let's see if we can get to 85. That's the dream,
isn't it?
You know, 85 is a good innings.
Do you know
and
what?
Then you walk inside, bam. You're gone.
Let's real talk about segment for a sec.
You're gone.
Yeah. Jade was in stitches yesterday and didn't know how to approach this story.
But I feel sorry for her. Like, don't get me wrong.
Oh, you've changed it too.
Yeah, no.
What an emotional roller coaster this has been. I wonder where that's from.
But the poor love, she's dead now. All because of a chunk of falling ice.
The two of us were like, oh, this is a very sad story. How can we make light of it?
Oh, there it is. It finally comes out.
The laugh.
It's sort of funny. Like, you've got to laugh at it.
I guess.
Well, it's easy to laugh at when you don't know them.
That's true.
Exactly.
I mean, what if it was your grandmother?
Well, you know what?
You feel terrible?
My grandmother, we have a warped sense of humour in my family, to a degree. And I know,
really?
I know she'd be able to see the funny side in it.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's the main thing. If you can laugh at your own grandmother,
so
you're all good.
So what's the takeaway from this segment?
Don't talk about
death.
And you'll be right. You won't end up like Paul Linda.
Law of attraction. Maybe.
Don't waste your time on talking about mortality because it can happen.
Oh, you know what? Just live your life. Don't talk about death.
Yeah, don't listen to us. What good information do we impart?
Did you get that off one of your calendar quotes there?
What?
Don't talk about death. Live your life.
No, I didn't. I actually have this affirmations calendar, if you don't know, and I flip it every day and it gives me a positive quote.
I like that.
That's Jade, #Jade. I'm being inspired.
You have that.
I like that you have it,
but I'm not into them.
Hey, guys, we've got a double pass to this weekend's The Drop Festival to give away. The presets are going to be there all day. Very exciting. If you want to win those tickets, give us a call, 131009. All you have to do to win them is guess what's inside Jade's box today.
All right, I'm going to give it a shake.
Crevo, first clue, please.
First clue is you use this item to pierce through the layer.
Okay, give us a call. The lines are open right now, 131009, doing it next at New FM.
The Novos. The Novos. What's in Jade's box?
Very simple game. All you need to do is figure out what Jade has slipped inside her big red box there. We did give out the first clue, which is that you use it to pierce through.
Okay, let's give my box a shake.
All right, let's go to Gabby. Hey, Gab.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Gabby.
Yeah.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you too.
Plans for the weekend, Gabby?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to the show. I've got to see your baking creations.
Oh, that's right. Yes, you do.
Oh, we're making them today, Gabby. Oh,
actually,
whole day cooking with Jade.
Actually, I weirdly woke up like thinking, why did I get myself into this today? I don't know.
So did I. I thought that the minute I said
you
yes.
Know why? Because I wasn't a cheapskate and I paid for your dollar entry fees.
I agreed ages ago. And then
can
now
I give
I'm
you
like,
a dollar, Jade,
to get out of this?
No.
All right, Syrian.
Let's do it. Should we give Gabby another
yeah,
clue?
Of course, yep. Next clue is sharp and pointy.
So it's sharp and pointy, and what was it that you pierced
against? You use it to pierce through a layer. I'm not giving you any more than that.
Oh, sharp and pointy, and you use it to pierce through a layer.
Give it another shake, Jade. Let Gabby think for a second. All right, here we go.
Is it I've got an idea. Could it be potentially like a can opener?
A can opener? No.
Oh, Gab. Sorry.
Sorry about that. Good guess.
I am making sticky date cake, Gabby. I think you'll like it. If you like the pudding, you'll like the cake.
You won't get to try it, of course, because it's going to be behind glass.
No, but you might get to purchase
them. You can buy them
apparently.
If you want amateur cakes.
Can you?
Yeah,
you
can.
Next call, Glenn. Good morning, buddy.
Hiya.
Hey, we're doing good, mate. What's in for your weekend?
I'm going to do some smoking.
Oh, like me?
Mate, yeah, I'm going to do a brisket.
Nice. That'll be good. How are you doing it? In a hole or in a Weber?
No, the brand name, but it's a proper smoker. I picked it up last week for $70, and it's like new.
That's really good.
Hey, Glenn, you'll be going to the Drop Festival tomorrow. If you can tell us what's inside Jade's box.
Do I get another clue?
Right. This is actually has multiple of the item in there. Not just one of the item. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get it wrong, but I was just going to put it out there like a knitting needle or something.
I'm going to give you that. It's a little box of needles.
Oh, there you go. Boom. Just like that.
Glenn's going to be smoking and going to the Drop.
Assorted needles.
I'll be one of many, won't I?
Yeah, I think you will. I love barbecue there.
Thanks, Glenn. Very good. It's going to be exciting. I'm going to the Drop tomorrow. You guys, boomers, not going.
Bailed. Yeah, well, I've got a big weekend anyway. I'm working Sunday morning. So I'm not writing myself off on my only day off for the weekend.
Fair enough. Next, though, on 13, 10 and 9, we want to know, how did you get your friction burn? This is because the other day I was taking my dog Molly for a walk and something, like, spooked her suddenly. She ran off and it, like, gave my hand a friction burn.
Oh, is it okay?
It's all right now. Oh, good, it recovered. Good. But 13, 10 and 9 to join the show. We'll do it after the news.
All right, 6:25, Jade, Maddie and Creevo. And don't forget, age, sex, location, your chance to win a grand coming up after 7 o'clock. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one.
You know, Hamish, if there are only more people like you out there that forecast the weather, I love that. Rain.
Say that with a bit of relish, actually. I love it. Isn't it fantastic?
You know what? You almost needed a tune underneath you.
Rain. For that. And, of course, not the Newcastle show without a bit of rain, at least.
Exactly, right.
It makes the rides more fun anyway.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I have anxiety attacks by going rides in the rain.
Yeah, but that's because you're scaredy cat of heights. Ooh,
yeah, well, yeah.
That's very true.
That's true. A couple of hours of you two hanging out, and I've noticed, Jade, you now dress like Maddie.
Yeah, because we're best friends.
You've got the exact same jacket. Did you even take it from his... from his wardrobe, it feels.
Well, we've had debates over our very similar jacket before because I reckon I bought it first. I've had this since 2018 at least.
You know what? I don't really care that much.
You've got your own jacket now, totally different.
But we're twinning. And you know what's crazy is that I actually, I think it's, telepathically sent Maddie a mental... message this morning.
Right, did
because,
you now?
Yeah, when I was on my way to work and he was getting himself here, I thought, I wonder if he'll stop and get donuts because he hasn't done that for a while. He used to buy us Friday donuts all the time and then he doesn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And then this morning...
Donuts.
And right I kid here, you right not, now. I thought that.
There you go.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Wow, there you go.
Besties.
Twinning. Next, though, on 13:10:09, how did you get the friction burn after I had a lead taking my dog for a walk? The dog rips away and I get this friction burn on my hand. Luckily, feeling better now. But I thought we could do friction burn stories.
Okay, prizes on offer. Doing it next after Post Malone. This is by Sam Felt. Guys, love this song. Good morning. 105.3 New FM. In the words of Hamish, rain. Currently 21 degrees in Maitland at the moment. And on 13:10:09 this morning, we are talking how did you get the friction burn?
This is all because I got friction burns on my hand from the dog lead and I thought we could throw it out there. Some great ones on Facebook last night.
Really? Let's have a gander.
Brendan said, fell off the treadmill drunk, brackets, in thongs after being dared to sprint flat stick with a beer in my hand. Fell off. The top of my feet got caught underneath and the belt was still spinning flat out. Burned the top of my feet.
Larrikin.
Absolute, arrogant. Absolute mad lad.
Does that, like, does that interest you, Jade, a guy that carries on like that?
Not really. Larrikin? I think I'd have to be off my face at the time
and
at the party.
And then you think it was funny, maybe?
And then I think it was funny, but now I'm just like, oh.
Look at me, Jade.
Oh, you're a legend. You can sprint, mate. Don't drop the beer.
Marcus said, I bet a lot could say the old carpet burn on the knees. I wonder what that's from.
Oh, no, I've had that before.
Have you?
It hurts. Like,
you don't want that.
Both kneecaps.
I'm pretty sure from my memory. I remember when I was a kid, I used to know how much I loved horses, right? Yeah. I used to gallop on my hands and knees pretending to be a horse around the lounge room.
Yeah.
And I used to cop the carpet burn.
To the knees
and get the friction burn on there.
No,
hurt.
Pain sounds painful. You wouldn't want that, would you?
No.
Absolutely not. Let's go to the phones. Gabby, you're back. Hello, Gabby.
I'm back, guys. I have to share with you my friction burn story.
Oh, please do. Yes, do. Please.
Yes. This happened to me as a kid. I should preface this with the fact that I was quite a heavy set, tall kid, so I had a bit of momentum behind me.
Yeah.
And we were doing billy carts, like, you know, the little go-karts that you run down a mountain in primary school?
Yes.
So they put me on one of these go-karts, and I'm really picking up speed going down the hill. Next thing, the wheels fall off, the billy cart skids to the ground and stops, and I just keep going. And I'm wearing a dress, so it's completely fixed and burnt, my sides and my backside, like they were red raw by the end of that.
Gabby. That's a terrible friction
Sounds
burn.
Painful. Yeah. What did your mother say?
I think Mum was actually angry. She's like, what are they doing building their own billy cart?
The whole thing sounds dangerous and I don't want a part of it.
So, Gabby, do you know what I love about you? You've just always got a great story to tell. I mean, you're like a treasure chest full of radio-friendly stories.
So I love it.
Just for that, we're going to give you a couple of tickets to Reading Cinemas Charlestown. All yours.
Thank you.
That's all right.
All you yours, deserve Gab. That.
Thank you for calling
that.
Us. Hey, guys, doing a round of Love It or Loathe It coming up next. Getting Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics. It's 20 to 7. Good morning.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
Yeah, it's that time of day to get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topics. Only one rule, no fence sitting allowed today on Love It or Loathe It, the project.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it. Loathe it. You go first.
It goes up and down in my eyes. So sometimes they absolutely smash it with a good bit of reporting and I'm like, oh, this is quite good. And then other days they're just acting like idiots.
I find them extremely rude. When they interview people, they just, I don't know, they're so snobby. They're arrogant. They just have this air about them that I just don't like. And it's more when they think they're more intelligent or smarter than the person that they've got on.
The average Joe?
Yes. Mm. In particular, like they make fun of, you know, pop stars.
Because it's Rove McManus produces it.
He does.
And it's like sacrosanct, the show. Like even though the viewer numbers are down, they're like the executives.
They love it.
They absolutely
at Channel 10
love
slash
it.
Win. I feel like most people love the Pussycat Dolls. I mean, you know, what a jam. No, it's such a good song.
Bit of a throwback here.
Oh, look at you scrunching your face up, Waleed over here.
What do you mean? I quite like the Pussycat Dolls. Sometimes I'll even watch their videos on mute.
Just because.
Well, okay.
They're very pretty.
They made a fool of themselves last night. Nicole Scherzinger, lead singer of the Pussycat Dolls, interviewed last night. And she's quite an accomplished singer. She's an incredible vocalist. And she put up with some really dumb questions last night, like this from Waleed.
So you guys are touring next month, and there are a bunch of other noughties artists. So Steps is there, Sophie Ellis-Bext is there. I'm just wondering, when you guys are backstage, do you guys fight over, like, who wore the best tube tops and low-rise jeans?
Nice reference, Waleed.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm into fashion.
No.
Okay. I'll move on.
Don't ask a stupid question.
But you know what? For a show that goes on so much about equality and whatnot, why are they sitting there saying such a sexist remark to Nicole Scherzinger? Yes,
they're hypocrites. That's why.
We all know that the Pussycat Dolls like to show some skin in their music videos. Is this something new? I mean, they've been
around
that's been
that
a thing
long.
For over a decade. I think it's such a disgrace, Waleed. No good.
I agree.
You're right. They treat singers like shit on the show.
They
and
do.
It's like, you know what? You're not better, Waleed. And I feel like since he's joined the show, it's become so much worse. Like, it's got this air of arrogance about it. I don't like it.
I actually like his reporting sometimes. I
of
know
course.
controversial opinion in this room, but I actually like his work sometimes. But that I agree, that's a bit shit. Like, come on. Surely you can come up with a better, funnier question if you want to go down
that. If you're not
a
comedian, don't ask questions that you think may be funny.
Do you know what I find bizarre about this, right? So, on shows like The Project, The Today Show, people like Carl Stefanovic always say there's such a fine line when presenting shows like this. You need to find the comedic nature in things, plus you need to be serious and find the fine line between the two. Waleed clearly fails at that. Great at serious reporting, fails spectacularly at pop culture references and interviews and all that stuff. Really bad.
And interesting to note very quickly, just the news reporting on Nicole Scherzinger the day after, calling her a diva for giving one-word answers when Waleed's just a bit crap.
How dare she? Like, you know, they basically called her an SL... you something, you know?
I don't think that's that.
They were implying that, Crevo.
I thought it was
Of course they were.
The way I heard that was a bad 90s fashion joke.
If you actually.
Yeah. It's not very good.
If you watch the interview, though, you know, the question before from Tommy Little was about her dancing, and they showed a clip of Nicole with her butt up in the air. And I think he said, do you only, you know, do these dance moves once for the videos and never again? But it's they imply it.
That's the one show I would never go on, or like if I was a publicist, I would actually boycott. I'd say, you know what, guys, you're not going, my talent, you're not going on that show. That's how much I loathe them, because I just think they're just a bunch of a-holes.
Jackson,
basically.
You went to see the PCDs last night. How were they?
They were fantastic. Do you know what? All the girls are fantastic. Nicole Scherzinger, though, she is smoking, and she is talented, like epic voice. Good stage show. I liked it. I was sweaty. I was messy. It was great.
Oh, so good. I love
that. Sounds like a fun time.
Yeah. Hey, guys, coming up next, news time with Hamish, mate. What's making news today?
Yeah, well, a bit of a long weekend for some school students in Sydney. It's a serious issue, though. Coronavirus, one of the kids tested positive, but they're trying to figure out exactly who he's had contact with, and this is the whole problem with the entire thing. You know, has he caught the train? Has he interacted with people in the canteen? Also, too, locally, plans for a new suburb in Lake Macquarie are in the works,
really?
And we're being asked for feedback, and namely, what to call it.
Oh, but that's
great
radio segment.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, doing it next. Minutes away, 3 minutes to seven at New FM. Good morning.
The Novos. Pass. Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
3, 2, 1.
If only you could be a fly on the wall here for the last 5 minutes.
Well,
that's you can be.
New FM live stream on Facebook. Crevo and Jade, fascinating conversation there.
You stepped out of it real quick, by the way,
because just too much. What happened, Jade?
Okay, so we were talking about, we were just talking about Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah.
And then we got talking, Maddie, you said to Crevo, do you find her attractive? And then Crevo's like, And then I think it came up, who do you find attractive? And then Crevo just goes quiet. It's like, come off it. As if you don't have a spank bank, or you have an array of women that you, celebrities in particular, who are good-looking people.
I know you find this, impossible to believe.
Yeah.
But I just... like, I'm not attracted to celebrity.
Yeah,
in fact, it's almost a turn-off. Like, I'll see
this
someone...
this is what you don't get, though. I'm like, it's got nothing to do about being a celebrity.
Yeah.
They're just good-looking people. So, you know, it's got nothing to do with them being a singer thing. If I showed you a whole array of different actresses...
if you could...
take away their profession...
yeah, yeah.
It's just like, okay, pick out a couple here that you think are attractive, Crevo.
You know what? I almost would prefer if you can get, like... just normal, like pictures of them in normal clothes. I think it's like all of the red carpet pictures and stuff. It puts me off somehow.
We can find casual photos.
Do you know, all I added to this conversation that whole time was this. Beautiful people. Multiple times.
I know, he kept throwing off the sting in the background.
Because, like, everyone finds a certain celebrity attractive, and what you don't get, it's not about them being a celebrity. It's just that you're attracted to them and their appearance.
Yeah, and I literally couldn't think of, like...
Stray's most shallow radio conversation.
Well, I just I find it interesting that as a male, just a human being, because every other single person in the world would have a go-to.
A go-to celebrity.
Yeah, that, like, oh, that person's attractive.
Well, you got
I
it
like
out
them.
Of him in the end. He picked Cassie.
Yeah.
The female rapper.
Yeah.
And if you don't know who that is, you have to jump on Google because they're basically a no one, which fits the bill for Creeper.
It does. That's the thing. I think that's part of it. Anyway, next we're talking car theft stories. 13 10 09 to join the show. Where did your car get stolen? Maybe it was around here. You know, tell us the story about what happened. Because I was reading this thing about the most stolen cars in Australia.
Mm.
One of the little Hyundai's topping the list, actually.
Really? I've guessed that.
Yeah, the little i30. So people obviously targeting that one. It must be easy to get into or something. But 13 10 09, where and when did your car get stolen? What happened? Join
okay,
the show.
Doing it next. 7:08 with Jade, Maddie and Crevo right now. Maroon 5 moves like Jagger. Live across Newcastle. Good morning. Maroon 5 moves like Jagger. Live across Newey. This is 105.3 New FM for your Feel Good Friday. 13:10:09 this morning. We want to know, where did you get your car stolen?
Shut up and drive.
That's right. Reading a story this morning about all of the different, like, most stolen cars around Australia. And surprisingly, one of the little Hyundai is making it pretty high up the list.
I know this is stereotyping, but apparently drug dealers go for those sort of cars.
Why is that?
Because they're inconspicuous, I guess. They're not the sort of car that you'd go for. I think it was in the last 8 months, at least, there was a massive drug haul where police found a whole heap in the back of, like, a small Barina. Yeah, and, like, tiny cars like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Very interesting. So, apparently, also, like, certain years are at risk. So, from, like, around 2013, obviously, they must have figured out by now the way to get into those cars. I've just got a message through, though, on Facebook, just to add to this. Well, that's one Maddie doesn't have to worry about his car being stolen. Thanks to Greg the painter for that one.
That's funny.
Oh, thanks, guys. Do you know what? I don't have to pay insurance.
That's true. 13 10 09 to join the show. Shall we start with Corey?
Hey, Corey. Hello, Corey.
He's had his phone stolen right now.
He's gone.
Have you guys ever had a car stolen?
I haven't had a car stolen. It's one of those things that people don't really worry about, but at the end of the day, you sort of should. You could get very paranoid because anyone can break into your car, really.
I can only imagine what you'd be like if your car was stolen, Jade.
You'd be, like, trying to track them down.
You'd be getting, you know, NCIS involved.
A private investigator calling the police every day.
No, but it's like your house. Like, if realistically, if someone wanted to break into your car, they can. It's
absolutely
easy.
Peter, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, how are you today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Now, what kind of car are you driving at the moment?
At the moment, I'm driving a Hyundai
i20. Ooh. Oh, safe then.
Okay. Oh, yeah, luckily. Not the i30. Tell us about your stolen car story, though.
Okay, so in my family, we have actually had three cars stolen and one broken into. So my dad had his work panel van stolen from the front of our house. I've had a Ford Telstra stolen from the front of our house, and my sister had her Sigma Chrysler station wagon stolen from the front of her house.
Have you thought that maybe the thieves live across the road?
No, all different towns.
Oh, okay, right.
Then I had a car broken into a Green Hill shopping centre.
I feel bad saying this, but it sounds like your family's cursed when it comes to having cars stolen.
Sounds a bit like that, yeah, but they were all old school cars, so all new cars now and nothing's happened. Touch wood.
Wow. Fingers crossed, yeah.
Jeez, yeah, Peter, maybe you should buy a bike.
Oh, sounds a bit better, yeah.
Do you know what, though? Bike theft is rife, actually,
yeah,
right across the
Newey. Don't do that. That's terrible advice.
Thanks for your call, Peter. Hey, do you want to go to the show?
I would love to.
Family Pass, Regional Australia Bank, the show kicking off today, guys. Very exciting. All yours, Peter. Enjoy. Take the fam. Weekend's out.
Nice, very nice.
Coming up next, I'm so excited for this because the inner radio nerd in me gets so excited when we do things like this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jade, yesterday off air, we like to reenact things. So,
it's like I literally have a free ticket to an amateur drama school performance about once a week. You guys do some acting.
So we got chatting about, like, you know, our future careers. And, you know, the thing is with radio announcers, you get to a certain age and the reality is they put you out to pasture.
Yeah, they do.
They put you on the AM stations. And yeah, not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. But in fact, we've got a sister one here. That's great.
That's why I said it quietly. Anyway, what we thought we'd do, because, Jade, you're very versatile with your musical taste. You know, Crevo and I, we're all about the current stuff. And, you know,
exactly.
I'm very into it. You love your 70s and 80s. And we're 60s, kind of,
sometimes 40s.
I
even.
Know.
Like, I'm very across the board.
It's the hottest hits from the 1940s with Jade Leader.
So what we thought we'd do next is a little mock radio segment. If you were on an AM radio station right now,
yeah,
your show would be called Jade's Jukebox. It's going to be very funny. You've got to hear this next at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novo's Jade, Maddie, Crevo, 7:23, Jade. Now, we're doing a little experiment here. Now, if this show ended, we're off New FM. Your new home will be an AM station we were chatting about yesterday because you're really into the old stuff.
I do like olden day music, 40s in particular.
You really love talking to grandparents.
I do, actually. I have a soft spot for the elderly. Grandparents are the best.
You're so, like, cross-generational. Kids love you and grandparents love you.
Yeah.
They're the main two groups, actually.
Yeah. Dressed so well in those two groups. So what we thought we'd do is a little mock radio segment, almost like an audition, Jade. If it all crashed and burned today and you had to go to another AM radio station.
Yeah.
Now, we were chatting yesterday. The kind of show I think you would do is like an AM-style jukebox show because you love your music from the 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
So I've even made you a little...
I'll venture out to the 60s just for the odd Beatles song
that's a bit cutting edge.
So what I thought I'd do is I've created a little opener for your new show.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're just going to put it out there to the universe because this could be a thing. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, so the show is called Jade's Jukebox. Here it is.
Live across the Super Radio Network, it's Jade's Jukebox, the hottest songs from the 30s, 40s and 50s. To request a song, call now 13 12 69. And here's Jade!
Oh, hello, puppets, and welcome to Jade's Jukebox. I'm very excited for today because we're really going to focus on the 40s. So if you want to call in now, I'll take any questions you might have, bit of chit-chat, and then we'll get into the tunes.
Hello, Jade.
What was this, Edna?
Hey, yes, this is Edna.
Hello, how can I help, Edna?
I just want to say visiting the doctor is too expensive these days.
Oh, isn't it just?
Also, I love porridge and I can't find my slippers.
Oh, nothing worse than having cold feet. Just put some Vicks on, that'll warm them up. And when it comes to porridge, make sure you put some sultanas and honey on it. That'll do the trick for any problems at those visits to the doctor.
Thanks, Jade.
You're welcome, Edna. Betty.
Hello, Jade.
Welcome to the show. It's good to hear from you again.
Thank you, darling. Now, I was wondering if you could play a song for me.
Of course I can.
Now, I know that you're a big fan of the Andrew Sisters, and I used to dance to this with my husband, Johnny, back in 1941.
Oh, what a lovely story, Betty.
I was just wondering, do you have the song Boogie Woogie Boogle Boy?
Oh, of course. You know what? I always have that one ready to go for moments like this, Betty. So,
oh, aren't you a darling?
Here's to all the Andrew Sisters lovers out there.
Oh, thank you, Jade.
Bye, Betty. Bye, this is Jade. The Andrew Sisters, the Boogie Woogle Bugle Boy from the 40s. It's the 40s hour on Jade's Jukebox.
Oh, jeez.
I think you're ready to go there, Jay.
Do you know what? You're not ready yet.
Not ready yet?
Another ready 6 months.
When I hit 34.
See, I think it's because we're not real old people. See,
no, I'm too young at heart. I am.
But, I mean, so was Betty over here. I mean, what a song, the Boogie Woogie Boogie Boy. That's cutting edge for its day, I'm sure.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway, there we go, guys.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well.
The Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location.
Easiest way to win cash in Newey, this is. 1 in 30 chance at $1,000 with age, sex, location. This morning we were looking for a 35-year-old male from the Newcastle Council area.
And we have one, Scotty. Good morning, mate.
G'day, how are you?
We're doing good, man. What's on for your day?
Nothing much, just finished work.
Oh, very good, very good. What do you do for work, man?
I'm a nurse.
You're an nurse? Oh, good stuff, man. Working the weekend or you got it off?
Nah, still working. Got a couple more night shifts.
Fair enough.
Getting
well,
paid.
$1,000 would be mighty nice.
Yes, it would.
Hey, Scott, I was actually reading an article the other day that apparently there's not many male nurses anymore. Apparently they're a bit scarce and they're trying to encourage more boys coming out of school to go and become nurses. Are you you're the only odd man around the hospital?
Not really. I work in disabilities and there's quite a few male nurses around there.
I'm guessing there could be more though.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, good stuff.
Interesting.
It's a good profession.
Scotty, give us your lucky number, mate. We'll spin these cash balls, hopefully give you $1,000.
Number 22.
22.
Ooh, I like that number.
All right, Jade, you feel good about that? Spin the cash balls.
Let's do this.
22. Is something about the number 22?
It's an even number.
I'm hoping
Taylor Swift song.
Well, that too. And I hope I don't jinx it for you, Scott.
I'm talking 22.
All right, here we go, Jade. It's coming out in the hole.
Ooh.
All right.
Ooh, I had to have a road call.
Why 22, Scott?
Just one of my favourite numbers.
Yeah, good number.
Sometimes it's the only reason you need. But unfortunately, it's number 11.
Sorry, Scott. Thanks, man. Enjoy your weekend. All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today.
And I'm excited because, guys, we are going to be baking all day today with our little mittens in the kitchen because we're entering the Cake of Choice category at the cooking show, at the show.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's that easy.
Newcastle, the show.
So what cake are you making, Jade?
I think I'm going for the basic vanilla.
You think?
Yeah.
You still haven't decided?
Well, there's a two-hour shopping trip. I decided on Monday that was the plan.
Don't go basic vanilla.
No, that's
so
safe.
Silly.
No, but it's safe.
Yeah, but safe doesn't win your competitions, Jade.
Sometimes
I thought you
it
wanted
does.
To win.
If you nail it, it does. Anyway. We're entering the competition at the show. So if you are heading along, make sure you go and check out, all the jams and cakes and cookies because you'll be able to see ours on display there. And we're actually going to be talking to Nina after this, who is in charge of the cookery schedule for this year at the show. She's going to give us some tips and tell you what to expect when you head along there.
Very good. 7:42, New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
105.3, New FM. You can catch New FM in store at Harvey Norman Bennett's Green this Saturday from 10 to 1 for their Super Saturday Sale. Our seriously Super Saturday Savings with loads of red hot deals. Rush in store and grab these great offers this Super Saturday before they are out the door only at Harvey Norman Bennett's Green. One of the biggest Harvey Norman stores in Australia. Very exciting because today we are baking our entries into the Newcastle show.
That we are.
And, guys, I'm so not looking forward to it.
We're going to have fun. It's going to be awesome.
All right, let's do it.
If you've ever tried to make this, but ended up with this, this is the show for you.
Nailed it.
Go! Go! The microwave ain't working.
Don't know how to do it.
That's right. We are gearing up for a big day in the kitchen today, myself, Maddie and Crevo, because we are entering the Cake of Choice section in the cookery schedule at the show. So this is basically we're entering the cooking competition.
At the Newey show.
Newcastle show. So if you go into the show, come into the cookery shed, check out all the cakes and the jams and the cookies on display.
But mostly our cakes.
Mostly our cakes, because they're going to be there. They're going to be delicious. Oh, and now we're joined
hopefully
by Nina, who is head of the cookery schedule for this year. Welcome.
Hey, Nina.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you. So, very exciting this year at the show. Tell us what people can expect from the cookery schedule.
Well, some interesting cakes now you guys are in there.
Yeah.
It was going to be boring before we came along.
And I'm up against you in that feature cake.
Oh, really?
Watch out. Nina's going to give us all the bad advice. Jade wins.
Nina, you can't be giving us advice. Jeez.
Nina, you've got nothing to worry about. Trust me, I'm Newcastle's worst cook.
I love giving advice when it comes to baking. And I love great competition from, you know, the outside people that are just coming in to try, because I think that is where the best competition comes from.
Okay. So,
cool.
Now,
all I could say is the judges don't like rack marks on your bottom of your cake.
Oh, rack marks. They look at that. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah, so I'd get one of your good tea towels.
Yeah.
Don't have patchwork marks in them, and put your cake on that so you don't have it. And if you read the schedule, it says a round tin uniced. That's what we've got to do. We've really got to look at the schedule and make sure that we use the appropriate size tin and the icing. When you ice your cake, only ice the top of it.
Oh, but okay.
In the feature cake, it is uniced.
Oh, Nina, we're not about the details here.
No, I think the section we're on is cake of choice, Nina.
Cake of choice?
Yeah, so does that have to be iced, I think.
Cake of choice. Let me look at this schedule.
You have a look there. Grab your schedule.
Yeah, ours needs to be iced.
It has to be iced.
Nina.
But Nina, now I'm confused. Does it have to go around the sides of the cake or just the top?
No, only on the top. Don't let your icing come down.
No, Jay.
Don't let your icing come down.
Okay.
Over the sides. So,
Nina.
So when you say you're doing your cake of choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific flavour?
Yeah, well, that was going to be my question, Nina. So I want to talk about points for originality. So Jade is just making vanilla, which I think, the judges must taste so many vanilla cakes and they just must think, oh, here's another one. What I'm making, tell me your thoughts on this. I just need some advice from you at the moment. Yeah. I am going to make a sticky date cake.
That'd be lovely.
With a beautiful caramel butterscotch icing.
Yes, that'd be very lovely.
Do you see many sticky date cakes there at the show?
Well, we don't, but of course you can use any vegetable or anything like that in that.
Oh.
You could use your date.
There you go. There's a good possibility.
That's right. But again, let me tell you, don't let your icing come, because a beautiful sticky date icing would drip down over the side.
Yeah, no dripping.
Definitely no
dripping.
Nothing
worse than dribble, is there?
I'm just going to chuck a lot of icing sugar into the butterscotch sauce and it will be sweet.
That would be fantastic. That would actually throw the judges, you know. They'd be so...
They'd have to say...
All right, here's something... Here's something wild, right? My cake is going to be flourless. It's using almond meal. Do you think that'll throw them as well?
That'd be great too, because, the almond meal, and a lot of gluten-free people have the almond meal.
That's right. Maybe more judges can try it. What a revolution.
Inclusivity. Can I ask you, Nina, what are you making?
Well, I love to do all my fruit cakes, so I'm doing predominantly a lot of fruit cakes.
Yep.
I'm doing pumpkin scones.
Oh, yum.
Jeez, that sounds wild.
I'm doing some lamingtons.
Oh.
I'll do the butter cake. I love my butter cakes as well, because when you're making a butter cake, you've got four ingredients. And I have, over the time, even in Newcastle and the Sydney Royals, taken out some good prizes for the butter cake.
Jeez, I'm nervous
Jade's
now.
Eyes lit up,
that's so good.
It's exciting,
now,
Nina.
Nina, do you think the judges will spot a fake? If I go to Woolies, for example, and buy a cake and dress it as my own, do you think they'll be able to tell?
Well, I've often wondered about that, because I don't think they would because they're so used to baked cakes. I don't think they know what a bought cake is.
They might totally throw them.
Oh, that saves me my day today. No, joking. Joking, of course.
Nina, well, we're very excited here for the baking day. Can I ask you another question, though? Because I've been asking Crevo, and he's not telling me much because he's actually more competitive than he's letting on. When it comes to icing the cake, should we be doing it today or tomorrow before you take the cake in?
Do it last thing tonight.
Okay.
There you go, Jade.
Before you have too many glasses of wine.
Yeah. Awesome. No, Nina, thank you so much. And look forward to taking you on.
Competing against you. Yeah. You got no chance.
I look forward to it too, and I'm going to think it's going to be a great day tomorrow.
Thank you.
More the merrier. What can I say?
Oh, we love that. Thank you, Nina. Thanks for joining us. Very exciting. The show kicking off today.
Mm-hmm.
If you go there, try and buy a piece of our cake.
Yeah, you can actually.
Don't bother with Jade's. It's only vanilla.
I might have to change now last minute.
Well, here we go. You can decide before we start baking because I ain't screwing around with you today.
You're going to,
Hey, guys, after the news, we're going to reveal a prank that we played on the entire radio station yesterday.
And didn't they go into a tizzy? The world was just exploded.
It was that level of panic. Anyway, we'll reveal everything after the news.
That's right, Hamish. News time next.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
3, 2, 1.
So, yesterday, I don't know where we came up with the idea, but we decided to prank the entire radio station. and let's just say people flew off the handle a little bit. There was a lot of excitement there for a moment. And things, they didn't quite go to plan the whole time, but...
God, we slinked out of here yesterday, didn't we?
We absolutely did. And we're going to unveil exactly what happened. We've got secret recordings and the whole story for you in just a minute.
All right, doing it after Sugarland, Tay-Tay. This is Babe, live across Newcastle, 8:09. Good morning. Taylor Swift, Sugarland. We're live across Newcastle, 105.3 and UFM for your feel-good Friday. Currently 22 degrees at Belmont.
Yesterday, guys, we decided to prank the entire radio station and we did it.
The world's gone topsy-turvy over toilet paper.
Yeah, they have.
Just go down a treat.
Yeah, it was an interesting moment because we're just sort of sitting around having a chat about the toilet paper gate that's happening here in Australia right now. And I think it was, I don't know who came up with the idea, but the idea came to us that we should basically hide all of New FM's toilet paper, hide it away so that they felt like somebody had stolen it all in the hoarding crisis.
Well, because that's a thing now. It's been in the news that people are taking it from work.
They're taking it from everywhere.
Yeah, public toilets.
Yeah, you go to a toilet in a park these days, it's BYO.
Yeah, guys, just remember, it was our collective idea.
It was our collective idea.
We have to own this as a team.
That's exactly what happened. We all came up with the idea.
All in together.
And we went into one of the cupboards where we know that all the toilet paper is stored.
Maybe 100 toilet rolls in there.
I was actually impressed of how much toilet paper we have.
We hoard away here. But we then grabbed a garbage bag from the kitchen.
Such a stealth mission as well.
Yeah, it was all, hush, hush and whispering. And we then threw all of the toilet paper in there, which was a job in itself. And then we moved it to a secret hiding spot in a news booth here at the station.
Yeah, under Hamish's legs.
Basically, right?
He was gone, I'll just say that.
Yeah, he wasn't
there. No involvement.
Then we started rolling the record on the tape when one of the senior managers found out and started to get mad.
Okay, let's roll it.
There was a garbage bag you had.
What?
What was a garbage bag you had? Seriously, I'm going to ring head office and just say we'll sack whoever's mucking around with it.
What do you mean the garbage bag?
You got a garbage bag.
Yeah, I've used it in here.
Should we reveal now?
Nah, let him keep going. You wanted to fly off his top.
Yeah,
that's as good as you'll get.
He's going into the newsroom now. He's on a mission.
Go.
What?
recording.
Reveal, but have the recording.
No, I'll go. I'll find this. I'll find something that says, gotcha.
Commit to the prank, guys. Just let it unfold a bit more.
So...
you guys are chickening out on
me. We were getting a little bit chicken. Then Maddie started to work out what sort of gotcha sound effects we would use to surprise this particular senior manager.
Gotcha!
Can you open the door? Open the door, you ready? We all say gotcha. Quick, open the door, open the door. Quick! I reckon that's how we do it. We all go, gotcha! And we got you!
not up for it. Get them now, put them all back.
Oh, we are, darling. We are.
Where are they?
Oh, relax, it's a prank. You didn't kill someone's puppy.
No, but dead serious, not up for it.
Oh, well, we did it, sorry.
Literally, the toilet paper was hidden for a total of about 10 minutes, maybe.
Max, I was like, jeez.
It's just so funny, like, how panicked people were getting about the toilet paper, because I reckon half the office turned against us.
I think so.
We're all shaking their heads. We're like, we work at an FM radio station.
Have a bit of fun.
A prank. Like, exactly. Come on.
And you know what? Like, there's surely there's been enough social media posts from Kleenex and Quilton saying people that say they're working 24/7.
You know what? People say the vibe. It's like a morgue sometimes. Or we're just trying to lift it up a little, you know?
Lift the vibe. I know we work opposite a cemetery, but come on.
you guys would have been new residents of that cemetery if you'd kept that toilet paper hidden with us quietly. Yeah.
Another 5 minutes.
You don't muck
minutes.
Around with
oh,
the toilet
come
paper.
Come at me.
Come at me, bro, she says.
Anyway, we did video the whole thing, and we're going to be putting it up online a little later on our Facebook page, so keep your eyes out for that.
Look, love to all involved. We do apologise. It's,
I don't. It was funny. It was a joke.
You got to have a laugh. Come on.
Just to be clear, you didn't deprive the actual bathrooms of the toilet paper, did you? It was just the supply.
Yes.
No. Oh, you did?
Yeah. It was all gone.
We took everyone.
Yeah. Commit to the prank.
All right, song challenge up next. We've all got a song. We're bringing it to the table. You vote, Newcastle, which one you'd like to hear in full. Doing it next.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo for your Feel Good. Friday morning, it's 8:25. And, of course, it's 21 degrees at Merriweather time for the song challenge. We all bring a song to the table. The winner gets played in full as voted by you, Newcastle, and of course the winner whose song is chosen, like we're 10-year-olds, gets a gold star on the tally board. And I'm currently leading on 4, followed by 3, Crevo, 1 Jade and 1 Jackson.
Yeah.
You and Jackson.
Yeah, Jackson won last week.
That's a close race for you two.
With Kesha's Woman. Of all songs.
Jade, you can't throw upset. Shade at winning songs, my love.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Jade's like, watch me.
Yeah.
All right, so who goes first today?
The winner.
I want to finish on a high. I want to
So
go
you go
last.
First then.
No, I want to go last.
I'll go first today,
right,
if you like.
You
so
it.
Taking it back to the year 2010, this song was amazing at the time. It was so ahead of its time. Swedish House Mafia, One, Your Name. I want to know your name.
You say that it's ahead of its time. It sounds very of its time.
No, 2010, it was cool.
Yeah, cool in 2010. It's a bit behind now.
Oh, look, he's throwing shade now.
I think it's a great song.
It's good. It's not bad.
You know what, Maddie? Burn.
Do you know what?
That was such a burn.
Axwell, Sebastian Grosso, Steve Angelo, they were like masters at dance music. They're one of the biggest EDM bands of all time.
You're just talking gibber. Mm. No one knows what you're saying.
Do you want to go next, Dad? So you wanted to finish on
the
high?
No, yeah, you
don't
go next.
No.
Come on, let's hurry this along, guys.
Okay, I'll go next. I've got Ritmo. That's from the Bad Boys for Life movie. And this is a Black Eyed Peas and J Balvin. Have a listen. This is an absolute banger of a song. I couldn't believe I hadn't really heard it before till the other week.
This is the rhythm of the night.
Oh, pretty good. I'm quite into this.
We don't play enough reggaeton on New FM.
That's true. You're inspired by Surf Fest at the moment.
Nah, not into that event.
Mm. Oh, really cool.
Yeah. It is cool. You can't help this.
Yeah, no, that is
cool. Vote Crevo.
All right,
okay,
your turn,
wait.
Jade.
All right, this is epic, okay, guys? So, here we go. No, yeah. This is a build-up because this is huge, okay? This May 2020... the wildest, wettest, dirtiest, hardest, heaviest, most rock and heavy metal band is coming to Australia, and they're actually going to be performing in Newcastle on May 26th at NEX, okay? You want to check out this band, Steel Panther. They're coming to town. Wait for it.
Metal. Were you really throwing shade at me for winning with Kesha and you bring that to the
this
table?
This is epic. All the rockers out there right now are getting their leather out. Great tune.
Good luck, hun.
No, come on, guys. Get behind this. 13:10:09. Vote for Steel Panther. They're coming to Newcastle.
I actually think, Jade, the one time in the last month you've actually put any effort into your selection, it's that.
I'm pumped up. The Steel Panther.
Okay.
Old school rock. Let's do it.
What do you want to hear? Call now. Winner played full in next. 8:29. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Three, two, one.
Massive thank you to Happy Mobile Cafe. They always hook us up with the best coffee ever.
So good, right?
They deliver every day.
If you're looking for a coffee van for your event, or maybe you just want to, you know, treat your workers or whatever, happymobilecafe.com.au. They're the ones to get around for sure.
Absolutely. Hey, we have $1,000 to give away next with age, sex, location. We are looking for, this time, guys,
a 24-year-old female from the Port Stephens Council area.
If that is you, give us a ring right now, 13:10:09 with your lucky number. Spinning the cash balls next, but of course,
the song challenge.
Big business to deal with right now. Producer Jackson, we've all had a song we brought to the table. Tell us the winner, please.
Yeah, I thought Simon Cowell kept calling because they kept saying, Jade, it's a no from me. You lost 18%. Maddie, you're on 32. And Crevo, you're on a big 50%. Oh, the winner.
Yeah. Get around it. I love this. I'm so glad that we're having a bit of reggaeton on New FM. It's an underplayed category, I would say, in terms of songs.
Yes, yes. That age again for age, sex, location.
24,
guys,
female from the Port Stephens Council area.
Paul, now introduce your song, Crevo.
All right, it's Ritmo, Bad Boys for Life, The Black Eyed Peas, and J Balvin. Turn this up, it's awesome.
Brand new stuff from Lady Gaga, Stupid Love at 105.3 New FM. And don't forget, we're broadcasting live tomorrow, Harvey Norman, Bennett's Green, 10 to 1 for their Super Saturday sale, only at Harvey Norman, Bennett's Green, one of the biggest Harvey Norman stores in Australia. Guys, very exciting. We've got some live music here at the moment. There's three guys, two girls in the studio. I don't think we've had this many people in here for a while. Guys, introduce yourselves. You guys are called Manoa, yeah? This is your band.
Manoa.
Very interesting meaning behind the name Manoa. Tell us more.
I'd love to, yeah. So Manoa actually means now is the moment of power in Hawaiian.
I love that.
And the reason we chose this name is because the whole group is really passionate about making people get up every day and be grateful that you have breath in your body, that you're alive, you know, that you're here.
Good vibes. Yeah. I mean, I love your good vibes. It's Dan, yeah?
Yeah, that's right.
So you gave me a hug, and everyone in here a hug when you walked in, which, you know what, there needs to be more hugs in the world, yeah?
Exactly.
That's yeah, yeah. Now, so who else have we got here? Introduce yourself,
Connor.
Guys.
Yeah, I'm playing the cajon today. Yeah, met these guys over in Bar Beach just on a whim. We were passing through. We thought we were going to be in Newcastle for a day, and it was 2 months ago, so here we are.
And you guys are both from New York originally?
Yeah, near the area, from New Jersey originally, but came here through the Virgin Islands in the Caribbean.
Yeah, nice. And Ismail, yeah?
Ismail, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're on the guitar. Hey.
On the guitar. Very nice to meet you. You too. I'm from Chile, actually. I lived the last 3 years in Germany.
Yep, nice.
And I started this trip trying to connect with my spirit and my soul and grew up like a human being. Mm. And I just met Danny. And from there, we create two songs. We meditate. We call the drummer. Connor appeared in our lives. And this
Love
thing
this.
Is like the best
it's
vibes
bomba.
Ever.
This
is
my
bomba. Oh, no.
Now, guys, so you're going to play a song for us now to close the show off. If anyone wants to get in touch with you guys or listen to your music, best way.
Yeah, so Instagram and Facebook, it's We Are Manawa, we.r.manawa, and then you can also get us on email at manawa.contact@gmail.com.
We play on Friday at the Ori, 7:30 to 9:30, which is tonight.
Oh, nice. Yeah. There's the important one.
Nice vibes. Today in the afternoon.
Yeah. All right, guys, tell us now, what song are you going to play for us?
This song is called Germany.
Yep.
It's about not having a ton of money, but feeling that your soul is really connected and that you're where you're meant to be, and adventuring through this world so that you can learn and grow as a person.
And you want to grow and you want to follow this girl that is in Germany.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
There's always
of course,
a story.
There's always a girl.
About a girl, right? All right, guys, we'll take it away.
I'm gonna buy me a boat and sail it to Germany. I won't have any money, but God, I'll be free. I don't know a damn thing about sailing, but baby, I'll learn. All I know is my heart is on fire with a passionate burn, and I sing, ooh, sail away with me, we'll start again. I sing, ooh, sail away with me, let's see how it ends. Oh, and we're gonna work on the winery, tired when the day is done. And we will brown our skin in the morning sun. Oh, and none of us know just how long our paths they will intertwine. All I know is my time with you's been sweet as the fruit on the vine. Oh, sail away. Start again. Ooh, sail away with me. Let's see how it ends. Whoa, sail away with me, darling. Yeah. Start again. Ooh, sail away with me, darling. Oh, I'm gonna buy me a boat and sail it to Germany. I won't have any money, but God, I'll be free. I don't know a damn thing about sailing, but baby, I'll learn. All I know is my heart is on fire with a passionate burn.
Wow, that was so good, guys. That's an amazing song. I love that so much. How good is that, guys? Give your show a plug again tonight. You've got to go and check these guys out live.
Yeah, 7:30 to 9:30 tonight at the Oriental Hotel. We're going to blow the house down. We're going to break it down, dude. Yeah,
guys, that was so good.
Yeah. Manawa. M-A-N-A-W-A. Not to be confused with Manawa.
Yeah, sorry. Thanks, guys, for coming in. Wow, what an incredible treat.
So good. Yeah, thank you. Producer Jackson, hello.
Good morning.
How good was that?
Amazing. I wish I could play an instrument like that and have a voice. But
unfortunately, we're not talented.
No, I know. No, stuck not behind a microphone.
Hey,
all the time.
105 commercial free coming up next. What's on the way?
I got a bit of this. Which I know you'll like, Matthew. Dua Lipa. This is cool. It's brand new stuff. Going to do a throwback as well. Butterfly. And exciting news overnight, Katy Perry is pregnant.
Oh, she is.
Oh, how cute. I reckon she's going to be a good mum. Yeah, I like this one. Never Really Over. That's going to kick things off.
Very good. Happy Friday, guys. We'll catch you next week. Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.